Just as Hurricane Harvey has changed the landscape of Houston, it's also changed the landscape of the upcoming political fights in Washington, D.C. this fall. President Trump plans to push for an initial $7.9 billion in disaster relief from Congress, and yesterday he made a second visit to Houston to meet with hurricane survivors.
It's been really nice. It's been a wonderful thing. It's as tough as this was, it's been a wonderful thing. I think even for the country to watch and for the world to watch. It's been beautiful.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is with us this morning. Good morning, Mara.
Hi, Lulu.
So, as I said, this was President Trump's second trip to Texas since the storm. How did it go?
Well, it was a do-over for him in a way. The first trip, he went to Corpus Christi. He didn't meet any actual victims. This time there were hugs, there were selfies. He was able to show empathy. His main message was how happy Texans were with the federal government response. He said he wanted to make the point of how well-received the government effort had been.
Okay, that's Houston. But how has the hurricane scrambled the fiscal fights that were teed up for the fall here in Washington?
Well, there's no doubt that Harvey has rearranged politics in Washington, at least in the short term. This was a universal experience. It affected rich and poor, Democrat and Republican in Texas, and it might help shake lawmakers out of their partisan corners. For instance, the president is no longer going to insist on shutting down the government if he doesn't get funding for his border wall in the government funding bill. They're going to put that off for about 3 months. It also might help the administration get Congress to raise the debt ceiling with no spending cuts attached. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said today that if the debt ceiling isn't raised, it might take longer for the federal government to get the money to spend on Harvey. And Harvey might lead the Trump administration to reconsider its recent decision to get rid of an Obama-era recommendation, a rule that required buildings built with federal money to be built above ground in 100-year floodplain levels.
I want to turn to North Korea. Speaking of external events changing the calculus in Washington, let's talk about this new nuclear test.
Well, if it's determined that North Korea actually did explode an H-bomb and can put it on an ICBM missile, that does change things. As usual, the messages coming out of the administration today were mixed. First, the president tweeted accusing our ally South Korea of appeasement. He said South Korea is finding, as I have told them, that their talk of appeasement with North Korea will not work. They only understand one thing. Presumably that one thing is force. But then, just a few minutes later, the Treasury Secretary was on television saying he's preparing a package of additional sanctions, more diplomacy. And experts say we already have tough sanctions. They're unlikely to deter North Korea from its nuclear ambitions. But later today, the president is going to meet with his national security team at the White House about North Korea. And one possible change this could make is the president seemed to be ready to pull out of an Obama-era South Korea trade deal. And his national security advisors have been trying to convince him not to do that because that's something the South Koreans do not want him to do. And now is a time when the U.S. is trying to form a united front with South Korea against the North.
All right. There is one other looming deadline. Do we know what President Trump's going to do about DACA, the Obama-era executive order that provided amnesty to immigrants who were brought here illegally as children, known as Dreamers?
We're going to find out on Tuesday. He promised during the campaign to get rid of DACA. He called it executive amnesty. We are hearing that he's trying to find some kind of a middle ground between his base, who wants him to get rid of DACA, and the very sympathetic image that DACA recipients have. These are people who were brought here as children, as infants, illegally. Many of them were hurt by Hurricane Harvey, and many of them were first responders in Houston. So he might decide to put the whole decision off for 6 months and give Congress a chance to come up with some kind of a legislative solution. There is a bipartisan move in Congress right now to provide some kind of protection for the Dreamers.
All right. That's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you.